Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. And welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in once again for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Friday edition, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E, that's known as the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country and as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to all of our active military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, and, of course, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and, of course, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there that's working on the Third Watch this morning, you're keeping America rolling along, and we appreciate all of you. And, of course, our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, of course, the bulk mail center haulers out there, and our suicide jockeys, you know who you are, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, and, of course, hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And, of course, let's not forget our Amazon warehouse workers and the Amazon drivers out there delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by simply going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find the captain on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and, of course, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website. The website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And, of course, we're going to have a great program this morning, folks, as we stroll on through the overnight hours. We're going to have a lot of great guests and a lot of great things to talk about, and we want to hear from you as well. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you wish to call in and opine. 1-877-969-8600. And of course, as many of you already know, the captain at the top of every hour of the program recites the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're going to do the same, and I invite everybody out there to recite it along with me. Ready? Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, don't forget those two words, under God, as the captain always emphasizes, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, once again, 1-877-969-8600 is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. We're going to start here with some of the latest news on the debt ceiling. Well, you've got some of the lawmakers already going out of Washington for the Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, we'll have some things to say as well about Memorial Day weekend on tonight's show, this morning's show, I should say. And, of course, on the Saturday show, which is the weekend show for the Captain's America. And but you've already got some of these lawmakers heading out of Washington. Of course, there's no deal. It's all very precarious, and it's all very, very much a cause that especially some Democrat lawmakers would love to try to, again, ramp up. In fact, earlier today, I think Debbie Dingell, representative out of Democrat out of Michigan, she was talking with Neil Cavuto on Fox News. And he actually kind of tried to pin her down about, you know, this idea of spending cuts. You know, there's been talk of having a spending freeze, you know, over 2 years, just a spending freeze, a 2% and or 2% raise and this kind of thing, maybe just over the next couple of years. And here's what she said. Here's what she said. I'm just going to read this quote. So he asked, are you for that? Are you okay with that? And Representative Dingell says, I'm not going to give you an exact number. I'm open to understanding that we have to address spending in this country. But here it comes, folks. Brace yourselves. But not in this crisis situation. Okay? That's right. Because it's a crisis situation. Well, why, pray tell, is it a crisis situation? You know, this has been going on for quite some time. We knew the debt limit is going to be reached. And Janet Yellen, of course, is saying that, you know, hey, June 1st, this is it. We're just going to run out of money. It's going to be a default. We're going to not pay our bills and et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we know that especially from some of the great folks we talked to here on the program, you know, the government still takes in money and this kind of thing. But it's not necessarily Armageddon per se, but they certainly want to characterize it as such. And by the way, I'm not for a default. I'm not for having that happen. I don't think it will happen. But here's what I think is happening, my friends, and that is that you have, especially on the Democrat side, they've not wanted to negotiate a darn thing up to this point. And now you're starting to get some statements or indications from the president, well, it's got to be bipartisan and so on and so forth. But there's been a lot of time leading up to this June 1st deadline, if I'm not mistaken. And here came the GOP with a plan to say, look, I mean, spending is very, very high. I don't think anybody can really dispute that, right? Spending is very high, and the debt ceiling is just going, it's just going to keep going up and up and up. And it's a matter of course thing, I suppose, but at least they came in with a plan. And so the GOP can say, hey, we had a plan. We're trying to reduce some spending. And I think most Americans believe that reducing some spending is probably a good idea because they have to live within their own means. They have to make their own kitchen table budget. They have to be able to do all these kinds of things in their own life. Why can't the federal government at least begin to try to pare down some of the spending? And, of course, that's met with, no, this is a crisis situation. Well, who made the crisis, right? Who made the crisis? And it's going to be Armageddon, folks. Assuming there's no Armageddon, we're going to be right back after this break right here on the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. It is the Friday edition, and we are rolling along. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, what is on your mind? And I think Jeff was trying to get in there as well. I think, can Jeff come back and do that one more time, I think?
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Nope, I don't think he's there either.
The Captain's Army.
All right, a little bit of technical problem there, but folks, that is live radio. That's what it sounds like sometimes. We have a little bit of a technical glitch, but that's all right. We're just going to move right on. I tell you what, folks, welcome back to the program. There's so much more to tell you about here on the Captain's America Third Watch this morning. And, of course, the call-in line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine. And this portion of the program I'd like to tell you about is being brought to you this morning by MyPillow.
America. Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
MyPillow, of course, is Michael
and
Bill's MyPillow company, the MyPillow.com. And you want to head on over there and you want to find out all about the great products that MyPillow and Mike Lindell have to offer. Listeners to the show know, of course, that Captain Matt Bruce tells everyone about the good people at MyPillow and the amazing products that MyPillow has to offer. And, of course, from the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, and the unbelievable towel sets, just in name a few, MyPillow has so much to offer. By the way, everyone in my family, the professor's family, you know, we sleep on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor gave me a pair of the MyPillow slippers for Christmas, and of course she enjoys hers too as well. We both sleep on the Giza sheets every night. We absolutely love them, folks. These are very comfortable sheets. I can't recommend them any more highly. You're not going to be disappointed. And right now you can save 50% on MyPillow Giza bed sheets. As low as $29.98. That's as low as $29.98. Slippers, sandals, and slides, of course, also as low as $19.95. That's $19.95 with your promo code. And that promo code, of course, is going to be Captain. So head on over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Check out the great products there. When you've made your choices and you're ready to check out, be sure to use the promo code Captain, of course, and you'll be all set. Now, if you'd rather not go on the Internet, go online, and put in your credit card information and so forth, well, you can simply dial up a real person, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure, again, to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Get all the deep discounts and save a bundle. Once again, MyPillow.com, and the promo code is CAPTAIN. All right. Well, okay, so we talked a little bit about the debt ceiling, and we'll probably talk a little bit more as we head through the evening, especially with our special guests coming up on the line. But I want to talk a little bit here about Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis again, because, of course, there was the big launch, and, yes, there were technical glitches. It didn't go well, and then there was this big thing about it, and we get it. But that is going to sort of fade, and, yes, there. I think the Biden people put something out and said, well, this link actually works, or, you know. So they get their mileage out of it. Yeah, I get it. But, of course, the real meat of the election is going to be about much more important things. There's just no doubt about it. So right now, of course, Ron DeSantis is going to head out to Iowa. He's going to head out to South Carolina, New Hampshire. And he's going to be doing this, I believe, after Memorial Day weekend, of course, from May 30th to June 2nd. He's going to have speeches. He's going to have fireside chats, evidently. And so, again, going to South Carolina, also to Iowa and New Hampshire. By the way, interesting thing about New Hampshire. Don't forget that Joe Biden wants to move New Hampshire to South Carolina, basically. Well, he does want to move the whole state to South Carolina. He wants to move the primary to South Carolina because he doesn't do well in New Hampshire. He knows it, but he does super great, right, in South Carolina. So they're going to do that even, or at least try to do it. And I remember this. I remember hearing about this many, many, many years ago when I was in school. Many years ago, back in the olden days, in the olden times, and that was, I had a great professor for political science, one of my political science classes, and we actually covered that, because this is nothing new. People always want to try to move their primary ahead of New Hampshire, and New Hampshire, all they have to do is move it ahead of that one. It's almost been a moot point, right? But, of course, here it comes again. It's just being recycled. But it does also show something, and that is even – and this came out a little while ago, right? And this isn't incredibly recent for the Biden administration to have said, or the Biden campaign people. And that is that they are scared that that the sitting president, if you know, has to go through a primary and wouldn't win New Hampshire – as being the president, it would just be too embarrassing to a great degree. So they would try to move this thing around. They would try to get it changed. And we'll have more about this as well, because all of this kind of goes together. We got poll numbers, we got other developments here that all this kind of goes together, because you've got Ron DeSantis now going to try to close a gap in polling with Donald Trump. And in one case, he's got, I believe, a 42-point deficit in this, and in certain polls, especially having to do in Iowa. So Ron DeSantis, of course, now, you know, freshly into this race, does have something to make up. And, of course, the media wants to turn all of this into some kind of a cage match of sorts, and it wants to make this thing into a ratings bonanza for them. But basically what you've got now is you've got DeSantis out there trying to say things like, well, you know, my voters appreciate Trump, but they need me to win in 24. Then I heard another interview with Ron DeSantis where he didn't completely dismiss the idea of maybe running with Donald Trump in some capacity, whether it's he's the top of the ticket and Donald Trump is the vice president or vice versa. But he didn't outrightly dismiss it. But I wouldn't hold my breath that would ever come true. Because by the time this whole fight gets done with, I don't think that they would be able to mend fences. And by the way, I think it's important to point out that sometimes in politics, fences are mended. And especially after a very brutal kind of an election or a brutal kind of a primary. So that's not unheard of, but that's almost maybe a thing of yesteryear at this point. It's very hard to come back these days from things that you said or did in the primaries or in the elections, because, of course, it all lives on the Internet and it will always be brought back. And it's just a very, very different way that people consume the messaging from candidates, and it sticks in people's craws, I think. And then, of course, now you've got Nikki Haley. She's out there now calling DeSantis a pit bull Trump defender, basically. And those kinds of things, and, you know, we had calls yesterday on the program which really demonstrated that people don't want the name-calling stuff. They don't want this kind of thing. It's off-putting to them. It's not 2016. It's 2023, moving into 2024, and people are in a very, very different place altogether than they were, I think, back in 2016 or even 2020. And so I think what they're looking for is a very distinct policy, articulations, and wanting to be able to connect with the candidate. And as far as Nikki Haley goes, you know, she's not been able to make that connection, I think. And she announced her candidacy, 3 months ago? And so still kind of trying to get noticed in that regard. So it's very difficult. And, of course, you've got Donald Trump, and he's going to be the one to beat. And whether or not he's the nominee, you know, could still remain to be seen. But let's take a look here real quick at what some of these poll numbers look like. This from Newsmax in the GOP primary poll. It looks like Trump has got 63%, DeSantis 20%. Mike Pence has got 5%, and he's tied with Nikki Haley at 5%, by the way. Tim Scott comes in at 3%. Vivek Ramaswamy comes in at 2%, which is kind of interesting because he's actually been out there doing a lot more media than actually being seen on a lot of these different media things, maybe more so than Nikki Haley. Guess what, folks? 2% say they want someone else. So it's very, very early on. But we're going to, I think, see some of these things heat up. Okay, when we come back from the break, folks, want to hear from you, by the way, 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600 is the number. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And we are strolling across your radio dial in the overnight hours, all across America and to the world. Be right back. Stay right there.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is feeling confident about an agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
I made clear time and again that falling down on national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made progress. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd consider pardoning January 6 defendants and former President Trump if he's elected president. In an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Saxton show, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively issue pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Celtics host the Miami Heat in Boston. Game 5. Miami leads the series 3-1. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
That's right, it is the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, and we are live and we are waiting to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 as we continue through the overnight hours here. And, of course, we know we got a lot of truckers out there right now going across the highways and byways and the interstates. And coming up in the next segment, we'll be doing our Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And where we take
America,
a look at the
watch
where we take
Captain
a look at
Matt
the
Bruce,
all of the
between 2
different
and 6
weather and rain reports that we have going on right there. Again, a little bit of technical thing going on right there. We're going to take care of that right there. All right. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning, and I want to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor, and that's the father-son team, of course, of Pete and Seth Talbot. We appreciate them very much, and they've become very good friends of the program. And now you can go to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be able to find the 1995 3-week quick start. And you've, of course, heard the captain telling you that he takes the product. He does take Relief Factor. He's been taking it for over 10 years. He takes it every single day because it works. And now, of course, the problems that he has, namely the inflammation and such, they're what a lot of other people have had. And this product is going to help you control that inflammation, And it doesn't control inflammation, it controls inflammation because of the ingredients that are there, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which also helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get all the discomfort or the swelling, and it's where you're getting the pain from. Now, if you take it the way that it says, you should know by about the end of the third week or so whether or not it's going to work for you. And most people know within a day or two or three. And this is what the captain has said. He's got people that have come up to him after he's given them a sample, for example, if he's out at one of the events that he's gone to. And they come back the next day and they say, this is it. This is working. I need this. How do I get it? And he directs them right over to relieffactor.com/captain. Now, it all depends on the individual, of course. Everybody's different. But there are no drugs in this whatsoever in this product. That's the thing that you can really rely on. There's no drugs. It's all natural. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because all you have to lose is pain. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. As I said, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600 is the number. Now, we talked about some polls in the last segment, and I kind of was saving this because this, you know, you hear the word bombshell. It's a bombshell, and, you know, who else loved to use the word bombshell? Probably more than CNN. All right, they loved it. The bombshell report about Trump. The bombshell report. The walls are closing in. You know, this was getting to be pretty repetitive. Well, CNN now has some, quote, horrible news for President Biden. Kid you not. They've done their polling, CNN Network has, and they've given a grim forecast about the 2024 reelection bid. This according to Fox News, their article about the CNN poll. The poll released Thursday shows a whopping 66% of Americans view a Biden victory in the upcoming presidential election as either a disaster or setback for the United States. 66%. I think it's a disaster or a setback. CNN anchor Jake Tapper reacted to the poll by saying, horrible news, horrible for Joe Biden. Well, that's the understatement of the year. He says, those are some bad numbers, unquote. Well, of course they are. And are you surprised? Well, of course, you shouldn't be surprised. But it is surprising, right, because the messaging machine of the Democrat Party elite and, of course, the Biden administration, the Biden campaign now, is that everything's great. The world is okay. There's no problem. You're fine. That's the message. But the messaging is now falling apart. And the Democrats especially, you know, all politicians rely to some degree or another on messaging. But the Democrat messaging machine has always been one of, you know, it's somebody else's fault. You've got to blame somebody. This is all being done to you. We're fighting for you. We're going to come back 2 years from now, still fight for you, and then we'll come back 4 years, and we're still fighting for you, and we'll finish the job. In fact, isn't that the campaign slogan for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Finish the job, right? Well, it's a job that never gets finished. There are problems that will never be solved, not because we don't solve problems in this country, but because they define the problems as such that they will be ongoing. It will always be chronic. It will never get better, no matter what. And in fact, you have Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, a Republican, and he's running for president. We'll see if he gets traction or not. It's hard to do that in the shadow of Trump and now even DeSantis, right? But Tim Scott can't be celebrated. Why? Well, because Tim Scott has been successful. Tim Scott is only supposed to echo whatever the Democrat talking points are, evidently. And, you know, we heard the ladies on The View talk about this as well. And, you know, maybe he just doesn't understand. He lives in a terrible country, and maybe he's pulled himself up by his bootstraps, but, you know, et cetera. You know, this isn't working. Well, Tim Scott is an example that it is working. He's an absolute example that it is working, and he loves America, and he louds America. I saw one of the clips of his announcement speech, and so he talked about the city, the shining city on a hill. You know, he gets it, and he understands he's going to take a lot of flack, because he's not echoing the same things of America is bad. It's always based in, everybody's a systemic racist of some sort, and it goes on and on and on to where you can't even have a discussion about the issues facing America in our everyday lives and every American, as opposed to perpetuating the idea of systemic racism. America is actually evil. It's based on evil. It'll never be better. It will always be bad. And it goes on and on from there. Well, these poll numbers for Joe Biden are horrible news. I agree completely with Jake Tapper. Go back to the article. CNN political director David Chalian provided analysis of the poll that showed 41% of Americans specifically called a Biden win a disaster, slightly better figure than the 44% who said about the same for former President Trump. However, 26% of Americans viewed Biden as a Biden win, that would be, as a setback, while just 12% said the same about a Trump win. Both front runners were tied at 27% among those who call each of their wins a step forward. But Trump held a 10-point lead over Biden among those who would call it a triumph. All right, so Trump's hardcore supporters, Chalian says, Trump's hardcore supporters are more into him than perhaps Biden's supporters are into him. Yeah, I would say so. It's hard to compare Trump and Biden in terms of the support they have or the core support they have. I don't know. Does Biden have core support? This is a really good question. I don't think so. I think you go back to 2020, and yes, by the way, I understand. Donald Trump has his problems, okay? Donald Trump is his own worst enemy. I get that. I get why Donald Trump lost in the suburban women and so forth. I mean, there are certain moves he could make or certain things he could have said or done that might have shored some of that up. But that's a whole nother discussion. But Joe Biden wasn't triumphant in coming into office and winning the election and doing these things because people are into Joe Biden. People aren't into Joe Biden. People were not into Trump to a great degree. And I can't imagine. I just don't see people showing up to Biden rallies and just hanging on every word that Joe Biden would ever say. This is why they actually minimize a lot of his interaction and all this kind of thing, because the more he's out there, the more people say, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can vote for this guy. You know, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be disrespectful or disingenuous, but Joe Biden has demonstrated that he is foundering, that he's struggling greatly, and people glom onto that. And I would perchance to think, now it's not explicitly said here, but I would perchance to think that a lot of people who might even try to agree with some of his policies would still think that 4 more years of Joe Biden are going to be disastrous. Well, they didn't even say it was disaster, because they understand that things like, things happening on the world stage, and the lack of leadership, and all these different things mean that another 4 years of this, and we're not going to be able to get anything done, or to stay strong, or to try to prevent other bad things from happening as the world catches on fire. Well, we're not going to let the world catch on fire, folks. We're going to prevent that. And we're going to be right back after this with the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. Yes, we want to know what's on your mind, 1-877-969-8600, as we continue through hour number one here of the program this morning, Captain's America Third Watch radio program. My name's Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in this week for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, and he's doing great. He's recovering very well, and he is so appreciative of everybody's well wishes, their prayers, all their messages, and so forth. So he's definitely very appreciative of that, and I'm glad to say that he's doing very, very well, and he's going to be back really, really soon, and we're all pulling for him, and we're all very, very happy that he's making such such great progress. And just briefly, before we get to the Trucker Report right here, I want to just say a quick thank you as well to Jeff and John. I want to say thank you to Jeff and John, also friends of the captain, who've been taking great care of me as I've been here in Tampa, Florida, here at the station, and just being able to do the program. They've made sure I've been able to see some of the sights and have a great meal and everything. I'm just really, really thankful to them for all their support, and I've made some great new friends here in Tampa, and especially everybody I met at Mission Barbecue the other day. Iron Mike, you got Backgammon and Bob was there. We had Bill, we had Craig. The list goes on, and I want to thank everybody who came out to Mission Barbecue. I now see why the captain has so much fun when he goes out to Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays from 11:30 to 1:30. And of course, he'll be back at some point here, taking it slow day by day, and all that is going to be taken care of. But I sure enjoyed going to Mission Barbecue and meeting everybody, and just having a great lunch and some great conversation. And so thank you once again, one and all. Okay, let's take a look here and see where we're at on the maps. Let's take a look and see. We're going to take a look first at some rain out there. It does look like we got some rain, and yesterday morning we had a lot of rain up in Texas. We have that again. So all along I-20, looks like through Amarillo, this is going to go north into the northern part of Texas, and it's going to go into the and right up into Oklahoma and a little bit into Colorado. You've got rain with some bands that are going to be moderate or heavy at times. This is going to cover most of the northern part of Texas, just north of Amarillo, a little bit south of there as well. Also, going westward over into New Mexico, you're going to see a lot more rain coming through there. Actually, I want to correct myself. I-40 is what we're talking about here as you're coming out of Amarillo towards Tucumcari in New Mexico. So you want to be aware of that. Again, heavy bands of rain as you're coming across the interstate. And that's going to be with you until you get to about Cuervo. And then it looks like it's smooth, at least at this hour. And again, all that can change as this rain makes its way. So a little bit of rain south of there. It's going to be near Fort Sumner and could be a little bit south of that as well. So that's the story in New Mexico. Up in Kansas, looks, and in Nebraska mostly, we've got just on the border there of Kansas and Nebraska, near Imperial, McCook, and up towards North Platte, you've got some rain there. Mostly sticking south of I-80 right now. But again, looks like it's moving northward. But you definitely have rain if you're over near Lexington, Nebraska. Moving on over into Wyoming. Again, skirting the border here of Nebraska and Wyoming, we've got some rain as well. Doesn't look like it's interfering yet with I-25, but I wouldn't be surprised if next hour we have a different report. Also, it's the border rain show tonight, I guess, in terms of the weather report, because literally skirting the border of South Dakota and Wyoming, and then up a little bit into southern Montana, we've got bands of rain there, so be careful. And then up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2 up in northern Montana, Culbertson, you've got lots and lots of rain covering almost the entire northeastern quadrant of Montana at this hour. And then rounding it out in Big Sky Country, looks like up near Augusta in Montana, you've got rain in that zone. And then down near Idaho Falls, definitely rain coming across the interstate there. So we do have a lot of scattered rain, a lot to tell you about here. And just a little tiny bit looks near Yuba City in Northern California, and this is mostly east of I-5, between I-5 and Yuba City right now. All right, so that's what we're looking at in terms of weather. And let's see, I'm just looking for any other alerts that we see here this hour that we might want to tell you about. And it looks like it's pretty smooth sailing out there. So, and by the way, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, you know, we love to hear from our trucker friends. And if you see something out there on the road, some kind of weather or whatever it may be, you definitely want to give us a call. 1-877-969-8600. We'll get it out there as well on the radio. show. And, of course, on a night like tonight when you may not have a lot of severe weather all over the place, but on nights when we do have that or mornings when we do have that, it can be very helpful and very significant if you let us know what you see out there. So, by the way, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker and Highway Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And you want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And right now, you want to take advantage of their Save 10 offer, basically. Save more when you text Save 10 to the following number. And that number was, I believe, it was just right there, and now it's gone away. I'm going to have that number any moment now. You're going to save 10 to 26494. That's save 10 to 26494. And when you do that, you're going to start saving 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. So what you're going to do, you're going to be able to text save 10 to that number, and then you're going to put in your phone number, which is tied to your My Rewards Plus app, and then which you can download at pilotflyingj.com, and then sign up for My Rewards Plus, and then you're going to see the price roll back right there on the screen. It's going to go back 10 cents a gallon, and you're going to be able to have those savings. So text save 10, that's save the number 1, the number 0, save 10 to 26494, select your driver type, and again, put in your phone number at the pump, your payment method as well. When asked for My Rewards, the price is going to roll right back right in front of you right there on the screen. So you can't beat that. Also, RVers, you want to check out pilotflyingj.com as well, because you're going to find out all the great amenities that they have for folks out there traveling in their RVs all across the country in the highways and byways. Maybe you're headed out to see some of the national parks, or on a great cross-country trip that you always plan. So you can definitely go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find the location nearest you so you can plan your trip accordingly. And the food, don't forget about the food, because they have the best food and the best coffee, by the way, out there on the interstate. And as I recall, they always brew their coffee fresh. You're not going to find a stale cup of coffee at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. So pull on in, go to pilotflyingj.com, check out the My Rewards Plus app, and let them take good care of you out there on your summer travels. All right. Once again, folks, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call in if you'd like to opine. And we have a lot more to talk about, of course, as we go through the overnight hours here, especially when it comes to what's happening in now, of course, with these primary elections that will be coming up sooner than you think. And the challenges. Now, we just told you about Joe Biden, who had these terrible news. Even Jake Tapper's, it's horrible news for Joe Biden with this CNN poll, where 66% look at his the idea that he would be reelected as a disaster or a setback for the nation. Well, you continue to have other challengers like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That seem to be gaining some more traction here. And this should, it shouldn't just be, well, these are terrible numbers for Joe Biden. It should be a real disaster. It should be a real crisis situation. They ought to be doing something. But I don't see what they're really being able to do here, other than to just try to stay the course. Because unfortunately, Biden's not going to be able to do very much, it would seem, on the campaign trail to be dynamic or to try to do anything like that. So here comes RF Kennedy. And by the way, he says he can't wait to get on Twitter, because Elon Musk said that all the candidates could come on Twitter if they wanted. So we likely will see him doing that. But I'll bet you it won't have as many of the glitches there. Bet you it won't be so many of the glitches. I don't know. Will he break the internet too? We'll see. All right, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. We roll along the overnight hours. Right back after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.